paper with title above was eventually published with title Islam vs. Economics, as Chapter 2 of Handbook on Islam and Economic Life, edited by M. Kabir Hassan, Mervyn K. Lewis, Edward Elgar Press, 2014. This draft is longer and covers more topics with more details than the revised version, which condensed this 15,000-word paper to 11,000 words. Below we present some excerpts from the paper, and also provide a link to the full paper at the bottom of the post. Abstract: this paper argues that scarcity is not the fundamental economic problem, but rather distribution is. It also shows that economic growth will not solve our economic problem. Islam offers a radically different perspective on human economic problems and how to solve them. The main difference is that Islam considers human behavior as changeable, and focuses on improving behavior as the key to all positive change. Introduction: the most fundamental teaching of economics is that economics is the science of scarcity. Without scarcity, there would be no economics, since everything would be abundantly available to all. The way to remove scarcity is by increasing production of goods. Sufficient wealth will solve the problem of scarcity. Several important beliefs are widely shared by economists. 1. Even though love of money is bad, it must be encouraged, for this will lead to the accumulation of wealth. 2. Once enough wealth accumulates, which might take another 100 years, we will leave the tunnel of economic necessity and emerge into the daylight of plenty for all. 3. When everyone has plenty of wealth, then there will be a great change in the code of morals. People lie, cheat, steal, only because they do not have sufficient wealth. They will become kind, generous, and gentle when the problem of scarcity has been solved. The object of this paper is to show that this conventional approach to economics is fundamentally flawed. Furthermore, Islam teachings on economics explain the flaws of this approach, and offer an alternative approach which is radically different. We will attempt to show that this alternative approach offers a more promising solution to the economic problems currently facing mankind. Section 2: Does growth remove scarcity? If scarcity, that is, insufficient goods available, is the fundamental economic problem, then it seems apparent that producing more goods via economic growth should solve the problem. Instead of taking it as an article of faith that economic growth will remove the problem of scarcity, let us look at the empirical evidence which can be brought to bear on this matter. There is a wide variety of different types of evidence, all of which show quite conclusively that economic growth as such does not affect scarcity. First we examine this evidence, later, we will look at the reasons why growth does not remove scarcity. See paper linked below for extensive evidence. The most fundamental issue here is that there are already in existence enough productive resources to comfortably feed, house, clothe, educate, and provide health services to all of the people on the planet. Acquiring more resources is not necessary for this purpose. When we do try to acquire more, the extra wealth only ends up with those who are already wealthy and does not help in terms of solving the problem of scarcity for the poor. Section 3: Why growth does not remove scarcity. The Quran teaches us that the reason for scarcity is not the lack of goods. Allah Ta'ala is bountiful in provision of resources, which are sufficient for all living creatures on this planet. 11-6: There is no moving creature on earth but its sustenance dependeth on Allah. Allah Ta'ala has promised to provide food for all on the planet. Figure 4 shows that global per capita food supply has been increasing slightly, quite contrary to Malthusian predictions. This graph shows clearly that food is available for all as promised by Allah. If scarcity was the problem, then a solution would be to increase food supplies, and this is the line being taken by economists. But if current food supplies are already adequate to feed the planet, then further increase in food supply clearly does not address the problem. We must look elsewhere to find the reasons why this food is not reaching the poor. Similarly, as we have shown earlier, resources being wasted on wars and destruction are enough to provide adequately for all human needs. Again, seeking growth to add to these resources will obviously not solve the problem of scarcity. They are already present in sufficient quantities for our needs. Paper discusses how economists believe that economic growth will solve all problems, including poverty. Concentration of wealth at top is not their concern because they believe it will trickle down to the poor. This is why economists focus on increasing GDP per capita and economic growth, and pay no attention to distribution. Section 3.2: Quranic explanation of failure of trickle-down. Contradicting the economists' views that growth is the solution to all economic problems, the Quran informs us that the opposite is true. 42:17: And if Allah were to enlarge the provision for his slaves, they would surely rebel in the earth, but he sendeth down by measure as he willeth. Lo! He is informed, a seer of his bondmen. If people get more than enough, they become rebellious and spread corruption on earth. This is exactly what we see today, when the richest and most powerful countries of the world combine forces to exploit and bleed the poor and powerless. Over the past decade, the poorest countries in the world have made interest payments of over $500 billion to the richest countries, without making a dent in the principal of the loan. If we follow the Keynesian prescription of encouraging greed, then the rich and powerful will accumulate wealth. However, greed will prevent them from sharing the gains with poor. Indeed, the Quran predicts that they will use this wealth and power in bad ways. This is clearly illustrated by the recent war history of USA. The wealthiest and most powerful country in the planet invaded and occupied poor and helpless countries to capture their natural resources. Trillions were spent on these wars, which would have been sufficient to solve the problem of scarcity. If wealth is further increased, it will not solve the problem of scarcity, since it will only increase the rebellious behavior of the wealthy. As an illustration, according to the data for 2005, the combined wealth of the top 125 persons was greater than the GDP of all the LDCs put together. However, they were not motivated to solve the problems of feeding the poor. The Quran points to a solution radically different from the Keynesian solution of the accumulation of wealth, which is currently being pursued with vigor all over the planet. This solution involves creating compassion in the hearts, and inviting the wealthy to share their wealth with the poor, as strongly encouraged in the Quran. View this document on Scribd.